A dictation for Keith Dixon, K-E-I-T-H-D-I-X-O-N. Date of service 1/28/2026. Date of birth is 1/6/1982. Date of accident 6/12/2025. The patient arrives for a follow-up visit today. For follow-up, he reports that he was involved as a pedestrian in an automobile accident where he was hit and run, leading to various issues that are described as follows. In the beginning, patient was first seen on 6/20/2025 with a history of severe pain in the neck, right shoulder, mid-back, lower back, with shooting pain to the right leg in a lateral fashion, with affecting fourth and fifth toes as numbness and tingling with weakness. The patient has also headaches with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, and they are continuing even today. The patient reports the radiation of pain much less now, but only located to the right side of the lateral part of the leg, but nothing in the posterior or anterior region. Right shoulder is still affected with the pain level 8, lower back pain is 8, and neck pain is reported to be 5. And patient can walk and is improving. After physical therapy, medications are being provided. 80% relief is reported by the patient at this time with current therapy and treatments. Please review the records for the ADL for system relief with additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. And the patient has pain level around 8. ADLs are affected. Blood pressure is found to be 120/84. Pulse is 80. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be a copy from previous visit of 12/19/2025. Dictation number 0116-012, along with diagnosis. Plan, I reviewed the maps. I reviewed the lab of the last visit. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times a week to the affected area of neck, lower back, right shoulder. To continue, patient is advised about home therapy. He remains off work, continuous housework replacement, and transportation is ordered. He is provided with the medication naproxen 500 twice a day, lidopro ointment, Flexeril 10 mg at night, tramadol 50 mg PRN, 2-8 hours, 75 tablets for pain. An MRI of the right shoulder was ordered to identify further issues because the shoulder examination was positive for Hawking Kennedy test, speed test, near test. It is also positive for motor weakness, positive for anterior and posterior apprehension test. Maximum range of motion is still 90 degrees on the shoulder. And hence it is advised that the MRI be done. His drug skin was unremarkable, the previous one, and has been discussed. His MRIs have been discussed with the patient, and he'll be called in for further injection treatment that he would like to. Thank you.